Good afternoon. This is Sara Barahman, and this is episode 4 of Grounded Podcast with Sara Barahman. Today, I'm going to be speaking on an issue that's very close to my heart, and this is the importance of fatherhood, specifically in the U.S. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about my story. I was born in Tehran, Iran. I essentially grew up without a father. My mother and father divorced when I was 3, and when we came to the U.S., my mom fled not only Iran and the tyrannical government, but also her toxic marriage to my father. They would always fight. He was abusive, not only verbally, but mentally and physically. There was no trust at all in the marriage. My mother would have to buy groceries in secret, because if she did not get the exact product that he didn't like, he would start to go on a rage. He would get angry very quickly, very fast. He did not know the Lord. Well, at the time, neither did my mother. In fact, he was not even religious at all. And he was always gone. He was never really in the house. He would always be working. And so I didn't really have much of a bond with my father. Every now and then we would interact, but it was very short. And I just remember never ever really having a special time with him where it was just us. And when it was not very loving. In fact, my father, I remember, would call me names even when I was like 2 years old and didn't really understand what was going on. He didn't like that I would cry whenever they would fight, but you can't blame a two-year-old for crying when you're yelling in her ear. I don't want anyone to have pity on me. I just want to let you know that he just didn't know what love was really all about at all. So anyway, my mother decided that enough was enough, and we left Iran when I was 3 years old. It was 2006, around November, I believe, and we came to America. We stayed with my uncle, and life changed forever after that. Now, I want to talk a little bit about some statistics. Now, I found this on an article by the Tehran Times. I'm not sure exactly how accurate it is, but this is from a poll in 2016 where 83% of Iranian single-parent families are headed by women, and there's not a lot of fatherly support in Iran. In fact, you know, people want to talk about patriarchy here in the U.S. Well, they should go to Iran and see for themselves. Men have all the control. In fact, say a woman gets arrested, well, it's up to the man to free her if he wants. He can stop her at any time. And so what my mom did by bringing us to America was a very, very risky thing that she did. And she couldn't have done it without God at all. Because while we were in the airport, he could have stopped us any minute. Now, the statistics are not any better here in the U.S. 1 in 4 children live in a home without a dad. So that's about 19.5 million, according to U.S. Census Bureau. 92% of parents in prison are fathers. And people who are fatherless are more likely to have behavior problems, more likely to commit crime, more likely to go to prison, more likely to abuse drugs and alcohol. Men of absent fathers are more likely to become absent fathers themselves. According to 72.2% of the U.S. population, fatherlessness is the most significant family or social problem facing America. Now, I've already spoken about privilege in my previous podcast episodes. And, you know, the word privilege is thrown out so much, you know. But people want to nowadays just correlate privilege to color, and saying white people have privilege, white people have privilege. Everyone's life is different. And I can't speak for everyone. I can't speak individually on each person's lives. But one thing that we can agree, hopefully, on is that there is a privilege in America, and that is a two-parent household privilege. And, you know, not just in America, but I would say nationwide, in the world, two-parent household. Growing up without a dad here in America was challenging, especially mentally, because it would be hard for me to just see my friends and see the love that their fathers had for them, and that knowing that I didn't have that, it affected my view on my self-worth. And I would question God on why he could give my friends loving fathers, but I couldn't have one, and what I did to deserve that. Like, why were my sins so great that he had to punish me with a father who did not love me, hated my mother, abused my mother? In fact, I remember praying that later on in life, you know, when I was two, I didn't really think of it this way, but I remember later on just looking back at that time, looking at all that conflict, and just praying that my mom and I would have switched spots, because seeing her be hurt hurted me even more. It felt like a sword just stabbing me right in the chest. But the point of this podcast is that it is important to be a father. Now, you know, the statistics that I mentioned, I found them from fatherhood.org. You can go look it up. But do I fall in these categories? No, I do not. However, it does come with some mental problems. And like I said, it did affect me mentally on my self-worth. However, it is important to realize that, well, I had to learn this, and it wasn't easy, but my relationship with God has a lot to do with the way I view him as my father. He is our father. He's our holy father. He adopted us. You know, I'm not sure if I mentioned before, but love has nothing to do with blood-related families, because Jesus was God's own son, whom he allowed his son to suffer and die on the cross for us who are adopted. And there is no other love like that. And so a father's job, essentially, is to, they are the head of the household, and they are to protect their family and love their family. Many women nowadays, especially on those who lean left, hate the idea of patriarchy, hate the idea of feeling comforted by a man. And that is just such toxic thinking, because personally, I would want to be felt, I want to feel secured by my husband. I want my children to feel secured by their father. And that is why my view on men, I have higher standards now, because my father showed me what it's not like to be a husband, what it's not like to be a father. And while that was very difficult, God truly allowed that to happen for a reason. And it gives me peace to know that God is my father and that he is always there. And one thing that I have learned is that whether a man comes into my life to be my father or not, no man here on earth will ever, ever love me the way that God truly loves me. No man will ever give me the true satisfaction that God gives me. God is my father, and he is my strength, and his hand holds me fast. Being a father is very important, and for those who are blessed with a father, honor them. You know, God says to honor your mother and father. We're not always going to like our parents. We're not always going to have a close relationship with our parents, but it's important that we honor them. Unfortunately, I have not had a chance to reach out to my father. I prayed for a long time that I would be able to have that chance to be able to share the gospel with him, but God hasn't opened that door yet. And I'm not sure if he will open that door. Whether he does or not, all I have to do is to trust him and to pray that his will be done. Not my will, but his will. Another issue facing our society on the view of men is when it comes to abortion. We have phrases like, my body, my choice. No uterus, no opinion. When we say these things, we are giving a bad message to men. The men will think, okay, well, it's her choice, her problem. She can deal with it. I don't have to take on the role of fatherhood. Ladies, that is not what we want. We don't want women to be neglected. We want them to be respected. And I realize that men don't always stay. Some refuse to be fathers. And that is extremely, extremely, extremely difficult. Now, this podcast episode isn't about abortion. I will make one later on because that is one of the biggest issues that I care about. But we need to stop giving men these wrong messages that we don't want them to be a part of this. They should not care, because in fact, they should care. They should care. And a father, like I said, supports his family, loves his family, protects his family. And while I didn't grow up experiencing fatherhood, God definitely blessed me with father figures. And what started out as bitterness, as seeing that other friends of mine had fathers that cared for them, and I had this bitterness in my heart that why do they deserve it and I don't? God later opened my heart, and still is to this day. I still have struggles. I still have days where I'm down, but that's part of being human, and that just reveals how much I need God in my life. But in fact, now he has helped me to be happy for my friends, to celebrate their blessings, because we don't want to live our life tearing each other down. Because if you live your life like that, you're going to live such a miserable, miserable, miserable life. And so I can't relate to people who grew up with a loving father. But I can relate to people who grew up with a father or did not grow up with a father. Or when they did, a father that doesn't love them. God gave me the ability to be able to have empathy for those people, to relate to those people. And I wanted to say to my listeners who are listening right now that you are worthy. One of the giants that I face in my life is sometimes my self-worth. And again, I pray about it, and I pray about it, and God will eventually, he will help me to get out of this spiral. When Jesus died on the cross, he not only died for my sins, he not only died for your sins, but he died for that shame that follows it. Shame hinders our view on God's love and truth for our lives. Shame is an enemy, and shame we need to put down. We need to put it down. A lot of times shame comes in like a positive look because, well, I sinned and I should feel shamed about it so I don't do it again. I understand that kind of thinking. And I did it for a while. I did it for a while. But again, it's like, it felt like a trap. But when we realize that shame is also as bad as sin and we remove it from our lives, we pray for God to remove it because he did. It is finished. He died for your sin and for your shame, both. Then those chains fall apart. And so listener, listener who does not have a father in their life or a mother, know that you are worthy. Put your trust in Jesus Christ. He loves you more than anyone. Anyone will ever love you. And he will bless you. Live your life for him. Forget the past. Because he did. He does not look back at your past. Just because you have a father, just because you do not have a father, does not mean that you are not worthy of great things and that he will not provide for you. He will provide. And for the fathers out there, God bless you. God bless you and keep you. And may his face shine upon you and be gracious to you all the days of your life. Love your children. Love your wives. Love their family. Love your community. Be there and be a father. Thank you and have a good day.